Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Peter F. Drucker's The Effective Executive, The Definitive Guide to Getting the Right Things Done, stands as a cornerstone in the field of management and leadership. First published in 1967, this book has transcended time with principles that remain as relevant today as they were half a century ago. Drucker's work is not solely for those in executive positions. It speaks to anyone who seeks to make a meaningful impact in their professional environment. This book delves into the essence of effectiveness, which Drucker argues is not inherent, but a set of practices that can be learned and honed. With a focus on efficiency, decision-making, and prioritizing, Drucker outlines how individuals can maximize their impact and contribute to their organization's overall success. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, managing time. Peter Drucker starts by addressing the foundational element of effectiveness, time management. He asserts that executives must first and foremost manage their time efficiently. Unlike other resources, time is finite and cannot be recovered once lost. Drucker suggests conducting a time audit to identify areas of waste and reallocating that time towards more productive tasks. This involves cutting out unproductive activities, minimizing time spent on non-contributing tasks, and concentrating on areas where the executive can make a significant impact. By managing time effectively, an executive sets the stage for higher productivity and effectiveness. Secondly, focusing on contributions. The core argument of the book revolves around shifting focus from tasks to contributions. Drucker emphasizes that effective executives don't just get things done, they get the right things done. This involves understanding what contributions will have the most significant impact on the organization's performance and success. Executives need to ask, what can I contribute that will significantly affect the performance and results of the institution? This mindset shift from being busy to being impactful requires prioritizing activities that advance the organization's goals over mere busy work. Thirdly, making strengths productive, Drucker introduces the concept of leveraging strengths for productivity. He argues that effectiveness is maximized not by trying to fix weaknesses, but by identifying and utilizing strengths. This includes the executive's own strengths and the strengths of their colleagues and subordinates. Drucker suggests focusing on what people can do rather than what they cannot do. The effective executive builds teams where the members' strengths complement each other, ensuring that weaknesses become irrelevant. This strengths-based approach to team building and leadership fosters an environment where everyone can contribute to their fullest potential. Fourthly, first things first. Prioritization is another key theme in The Effective Executive. Drucker insists that effective executives must focus on what is most important and do those things first. The ability to distinguish between what is urgent and what is important, and to prioritize the important, is crucial. Many executives fall into the trap of prioritizing urgent tasks that are not necessarily important. Drucker teaches how to evaluate tasks and decisions based on their relevance to the organization's strategic goals, rather than their immediacy or apparent urgency. This ensures that the executive's efforts are aligned with the organization's long-term success. Lastly, decision-making. The book also delves into the critical area of decision-making. Drucker outlines a framework for effective decision-making, emphasizing clarity, courage, and analysis. He discusses the importance of being clear about the objective of a decision, the need for adequate information, and the necessity of a rational analysis. Moreover, Drucker stresses the importance of courage to make decisions without complete information and to take responsibility for those decisions. The effectiveness of an executive, according to Drucker, is largely determined by the quality of their decisions and their implementation. In conclusion, Peter F. Drucker's The Effective Executive is not only for the CEOs and managing directors of the world. It is a quintessential read for anyone aspiring to make a meaningful contribution in their professional sphere, regardless of their title. Drucker's insights into efficiency, prioritization, and leveraging strengths are universally applicable, offering valuable guidance on how to navigate complex professional landscapes. By emphasizing the importance of focusing on impactful contributions, Drucker provides a blueprint for personal and organizational success. Readers will find this book to be a transformative tool, equipping them with the practices needed to enhance their effectiveness and to drive their organizations towards achievement and excellence. If you would like to support Peter F. Drucker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.